defense. There's no, here's what I really meant by that. Oops, sorry, I hope I didn't offend anybody. And they are chosen according to God's predetermination by the sanctifying work of the Spirit to obey Jesus Christ. And then he goes into the benediction. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again. Not only do you have the choosing, but you have the effecting of that choice. He not only chose us, he caused us to be born again. That's an analogy that is a very important analogy. Nobody causes his own birth. The Lord picked that analogy because it's so airtight. You can't cause your own birth. You show up because of choices and decisions made by someone other than you. I was born into this world with no contribution to that fact. And that is the very reality that our Lord uses to refer to the new birth. It is a being born again. We have no power to do that. And Jesus said that. I love that in John 3. This is another key passage. Nicodemus comes to Jesus and he says, What do I do to enter the kingdom? What do I do to receive eternal life? This is the question of his heart, not what's on his lips. Jesus reads his heart, and he said, you must be born again. And he said, well, what do I do? How do I get into my mother's womb and get born all over again? I don't think he was being silly or superficial. I think he was picking up the analogy and saying, how do I do that? You telling me I need to be born again. Facetiously, he says, well, how do I get in my mother's womb? How do I do that? And Jesus' answer is not this. He doesn't say, well, here are the three steps to being born again. Pray this prayer, say these words, bow your head. He doesn't say that. You know what he says? It's astonishing what he says. He says, well, the Holy Spirit is like the wind. He blows where he will. And you hear the sound of it, but you don't know where it comes from and where it's going. And his answer is, Nicodemus, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And he comes when he will and does what he will when he wills. That's not an answer that would satisfy an Arminian. That's not an answer that would satisfy a contemporary evangelist. You say, how do I become born again? And the answer is, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. And it's a sovereign work. And he'll do it when and where and with whom he chooses to do it. But it involves believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course we add the gospel because it doesn't occur apart from the gospel. Another important passage along this line would be Ephesians chapter 1, which is an inescapable